Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a more peaceful and better life of your design through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about a task from stage six, that is connecting to your heart, breaking the trance of unworthiness, as Tara Brach calls it. This can be a particularly challenging task, and we're going to talk about how to do that today. Before we get started, a shout out to new listeners in Washington, D.C., right here near me at the moment in the United States. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining us. It's so nice to have you here. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, just use the link in the show notes down below to head over to the community page and send me in your thoughts. Ask me anything. And you will hear directly back from me. That does come directly to me as well. If you've not heard about it yet, of course, the book is out. Also, the quick reference guide, a coloring book to go with it. And I'm so excited today to announce lastingpeace.org, where you can actually track your development, get a free version of the roadmap right there. It's open to everybody. Find a mentor, might be me, might be somebody else. Work your way through the stages, help others, and watch your branch of the tree grow. So check it out, lastingpeace.org, and I'm going to link that up in the show notes as well. So let's talk about breaking the trance of unworthiness. We all begin with a sense of unworthiness, that we're not worthy of love, even of our own. And this begins somewhere around stage two. See, when you're an infant, your parents love you no matter how much you cry, no matter how much you make a mess. But as Tony Robbins points out, that stops around 2 years old, and you can no longer cry all you want or make all the messes that you want. You can't just generally be annoying anymore. What this feels like is that from this point on, your parents' love and their positive attention has conditions on your behavior and conditions on your choices. And this feels like separation between you and your parents, and it's very painful. And it seeds us with the idea that maybe we're not worthy of the truly unconditional love that we crave, that unconditional love that we had for the first couple years of our life. We don't have it anymore. And we interpret that as meaning we're not worthy of it just because it's been pulled away from us. And this is called the trance of unworthiness. Tara Brach calls it that. But it's a trance that you must break. Now, that doesn't mean being egotistical or thinking you're higher than everyone else. It means just seeing that we're all worthy, yourself included. Not only are we worthy, but we already carry the divine light of love and the divine itself inside of us. And if you doubt that, whatever religion you are, pick up the book associated with your religion and read it. And it says so right in there. Now, this divine light of love and compassion is an infinite source of that unconditional love that you're craving. And it's part of you, not just metaphorically, physically. It's physically part of you. And it always has been, and it always will be. The mistake we make sometimes is looking towards other people to give us that unconditional love that we're looking for when we're not even willing to give it to ourselves. And we wonder then why it doesn't work out. So, If you have this infinite divine love inside of you and it's always been there, why don't we always feel it? Well, we cover it up. We ignore it. We keep ourselves so busy trying to be what our parents want or what our friends want or what society wants, all to get that love and attention we crave from them, that we ignore that this love is available within us. So here's some questions to think about. The first one is, what do you think others want you to be? And sometimes this can be easy to beg, but think about it. What do your parents want you to be? That is, what do you think your parents want you to be? And what do your friends want? What do you think your friends want you to be? And what do you think your bosses want you to be? What do you think your children want you to be? And then, quite separately, what do these people actually want you to be? Because what you think they want you to be and what they actually want you to be could be two very different things. They may not be the same thing. You may think you know what they expect of you. Maybe you don't. More important question is, what do you pretend to be? Now, this is a really hard question. What do you pretend to be? That means, are you trying to be something or some aspect that you're not? And what are you really like? Now, you're the only one that can answer this question. What are you really like? Can you look honestly at your strengths and your weaknesses? And can you see that everyone has strengths and weaknesses? None of us is perfect. There's a lot of people out there walking around right now, hanging out on social media, acting like they're perfect. They're not. They're just showing you their strengths. They're not showing you their weaknesses. None of us do. We like to hide those, don't we? But everyone has strengths and weaknesses. It's okay to honestly catalog your weaknesses. It's okay to honestly, from a skills perspective, understand what you're good at and what you're not so good at and what you enjoy and what you don't enjoy from a skills perspective, or maybe aspects of your personality. But here's the big deal. We feel unworthy of unconditional love that we all crave. We feel unworthy of it because we're seeking it from other people. And this is the problem. Because other people will put a set of expectations or conditions on you in order to get that love. Now, this isn't to say everybody will. Not 100% of everybody. You can, in fact, find people who will love you unconditionally. Not just in a romantic way, in a friendship way, in a mentorship way. That exists. But it's kind of rare. So you have to affirm to yourself, you are not who they want you to be. And you're not who you were in the past. And you're not who you may pretend to be. You just are. you just are a human in this existence, on this path, just like everyone else. Here we all are, just trying to figure it out. And that's okay. It's going to have to be okay, because that's how it is. Here we are with our strengths and our weaknesses, and our skills and our personalities and our perspectives and our realities, trying to figure it all out. And we're all that, every single one of us. And you can think, especially if you spend too much time on social media, you can think that everybody's got it figured out and you don't. It's so not true. We are all just trying to figure it out. And you are just as worthy as any of us. Now, if the idea that you are worthy of love, and when I say love, I mean real love, divine, unconditional love, being loved for who you are, what you are, the mistakes you make, the strengths and the weaknesses, the whole package. If the idea that you're worthy of that is hard to see, you may need to practice feeling love and compassion for yourself each day. And this is a really good practice. You can include this as part of your meditation or your prayer, or as a separate exercise all by itself. Sometimes people will experiment with a loving kindness meditation where you're sending love out to other people. You're wishing others a good day or joy or something good. But how often do you turn that on yourself and wish yourself some joy? Offer yourself some loving kindness, some compassion. With practice, it'll happen more automatically. But don't ever doubt that you're worthy of love just as you are. And you have the power to fill that need for love for yourself. And most importantly, that you must fill this need for yourself before you can start to look out there for other people to also fill this need for you. It does exist out there in other people for you, but not until you recognize it within yourself. And it's there. Try to feel the divine light physically inside your heart. See that you're worthy of your own love, and you're worthy of this infinite love that's inside you. And you don't have to be anything more or different than what you already are. In fact, all your little imperfections make you even more worthy of that love. Here's another thing to try, because breaking this trance can be really hard. Imagine someone who you think is so very worthy of love. Picture in your mind someone that you just adore, that you have unconditional love for this person. It might be a family member, it might be a child, it might be a friend. They very likely walk around feeling unworthy of that love. That probably seems absurd to you. They're so wonderful. Sure, they have their flaws and their imperfections, but they are so worthy of your love. If only they could see themselves the way that you see them. Now imagine that person is you. It's no different. step back from your human self for a moment and see that you are so wonderful. Sure, you have your flaws and your imperfections, but you are so worthy of the love inside you. Become the parent figure for yourself that loves you unconditionally. And as you take care of yourself and you take care of others, love yourself as you love these other people. At least as much. Feel that love coming from the divine light inside your heart. Divine love for others. Divine love for you as a part of humanity. All together as one humanity worthy of love. And there you are as a part of it all. Worthy of that divine love just like everyone else. Just the way you are. You don't have to be anything different. So the key to breaking the trance of unworthiness is recognizing that you already carry in your heart physically divine love. And that you need to tap into that and offer that to yourself. Unconditional divine love to yourself. Not, I will love myself when I lose 10 pounds. Or I will love myself when I accomplish this next goal. No, right now. Right now, the way you are. Regardless of mistakes in your past. Regardless of what's in your future. Regardless of regret. All these human things, they just make you human and make you that much more worthy of that love that's in your own heart. And that's what you want to work to unlock. So the homework is to offer yourself a little compassion. What does that mean? See your own humanity. Offer yourself some love as if you are your own parent offering you the unconditional love that you crave. Be that for yourself. And once you can be that for yourself, then you can look out around you if you would like to find that from someone else. From maybe a romantic partner or a friend. But work on you first, as always, right? All right, that's pretty heavy stuff for today. So we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.